Bill Dolly was working with his father-in-law, Randy Rogers, at Rogers' home on the southwest end of the lake when they heard sirens from Central Emergency Services drive by a little after 11 a.m. Dolly didn't think much of it at the time and made a quick trip down the road to his house. When he got back, his mother-in-law said Rogers had taken Dolly's boat out on the lake to help with a crashed plane. Vincent Spady, age 72, of Soldotna, was the pilot and only occupant of the plane, which he owns. He ended up in the water on the northeast end of the lake. Spady was able to get himself out of the plane and start swimming to shore. Alvin Pierce, another resident of East Mackey, paddled out in a kayak to help get Spady out of the water. Dolly says Spady was in dry clothes by the time he got there.
The pilot he self-rescued when he landed in the water. I think he got out before the plane was fully submerged. In fact, he got out of the plane on his own and started swimming to shore. I think he swam to shore with his cell phone up in the air with one arm, trying to keep it dry. So he got out pretty quick on his own.
The plane was still upright in the water, though submerged. Rogers and Dolly towed it to the south end of the lake with Dolly's 20-foot North River and 50-horse motor. It was slow going.
It was fairly buoyant at that time, and then by the time we got about halfway, the lake is shallow enough that I think the nose or the wheels were probably touching bottom a bit. So it took us a couple hours to tow it. I mean, it's a waterlogged airplane, so it didn't want to pull too easy. So a couple hours later, we got to a point where we had it close enough to the beach. We just ran a bunch of line out to it, hooked it to the tailwheel, and hooked it to a pickup truck on the beach and just slowly drug it all the way back to the beach up on the guy's boat launch. It was pretty much the full distance of East Mackey. But yeah, he augured in pretty much on the very north end of Mackey. We towed it to the very southeast corner of Mackey.
Dolly says that Spady was in the boat with them and seemed uninjured.
Other than, you know, he was a little shook up, but I didn't see any obvious injuries, and he was pretty bummed out, but he seemed to be doing fine. As far as I know, he just kind of lost track of what he was doing. He was headed to East Mackey to land on the gravel strip there and was intending on going and putting his floats on. And when he got over there, he just, like I said, lost track of what he was doing and sat down on the lake like he had floats on. Didn't.
Spady is a retired teacher, a pilot with Arctic Barnabas Ministries, and an air tanker base manager for the Alaska Division of Forestry. He did not return a call seeking comment for this story by KDLL's News Deadline Wednesday.